Happy Tuesday, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand African football tops your sports report today.
Kim, joining us once again this evening is David Legg, our African football guru. David, welcome back to the sunny side of sports.
Thank you very much, Sonny. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Took a little break, but getting back into the football fever, David, and I know African football fans are looking forward to the resumption of the qualifying competition for Gabon 2017, the Africa Cup of Nations. How about taking a look at the upcoming matches for us?
We've got match day two coming up this weekend. We take it group by group. Group A, we've got Djibouti against Togo. That is the only match on Friday. And you've got Liberia against Tunisia. Now, Djibouti, with home advantage over Togo, will be hoping they don't get a roasting as they did in match day one when they conceded 8 goals in Tunisia. I'm afraid Djibouti, Sonny, are the whipping boys of African football. They've had quite a few heavy defeats. The good news, I think, is they won't concede 8. The bad news is I do expect Togo will win that match in the Horn of Africa. A much closer game should be that between Liberia and Tunisia. Now, Tunisia, off to that great start with an 8-1 victory. Liberia, on the other hand, losing 2-1 away to Togo. And, of course, great news for all Liberian football fans. They've been given the all clear as far as the Ebola epidemic is concerned. And that is tremendous news for that country in West Africa. And I know a lot of people there listen into the sunny side of sport. And we send them a big welcome and hi. The good news for Liberia is, I believe, they have a good chance. The Tunisians are very strong at home, but they don't always travel particularly well. And if the Liberians can get stuck in, legally, of course, just hard tackles, but nothing vicious, and play a good game and get that first goal, they may well have a chance, Sonny, of an upset there in the other Group A match. Turning to Group B, the matches are Central African Republic at home to Democratic Republic of Congo and Madagascar at home to Angola. And one match I'm really looking forward to is Madagascar against Angola. And the reason is Madagascar did very well in the Castle Cup Southern African competition. What I want to see is, can they reproduce that form and even improve on it in the tougher environment? Now, Angola had a good 4-0 home victory over Central African Republic in their first match. So they're going to offer quite a challenge to the Malagasies. If Malagasy are as good as I think they are, they could well spring a surprise and win that game. Central African Republic, on the other hand, that very poor start, conceding 4 away goals, while DR Congo won 2-1 at home to Madagascar. And the Congolese, I think, will expect to come back from Bangui with at least 1 point. On to Group C. At the moment, it's Mali 3 points, Benin and Equatorial Guinea with 1 each, and South Sudan with none. Now, South Sudan, they will have home advantage over Equatorial Guinea, and we must remember that Equatorial Guinea earlier this year finished 4th as hosts of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, and they want to get their campaign back on track after a rather disappointing start, only drawing 1-1 at home with Benin. Benin, on the other hand, they host Mali. It's a West African derby, and I think we could see an upset here. Benin, I think, are up for the fight, and they could even beat Mali and throw Group C wide open. In Group D, it began with two predictable 2-0 home victories for Burkina Faso over the Comores and for Uganda over Botswana. And this time, the two winners are on the road. Burkina Faso are in Botswana, and Uganda are in the Comores. Uganda's coach, Shredojevic, better known as Micho, he has said that the Comores game is actually the most vital one in the group. He says, if we can get a win there, we have a real chance of qualifying for the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time since 1978. And I know some of your colleague, Douglas, he was very exuberant when he saw this grouping of Burkina Faso, Uganda, Botswana, and the Comores. And yes, indeed, I think the Ugandan Cranes and the Stallions from Burkina Faso are going to fight it out for first place in this group. In Group E, it's really interesting because Congo Brazzaville and Zambia, the two more fancy teams, were both held at home on match day one, and now they have to travel. Zambia are in Kenya, and Congo are in Guinea-Bissau. That's a long trip, and the Guinea-Bissau team, very impressive in their first match, holding Zambia 0-0 in Ndola. And dare I say, we could have Kenya and Guinea-Bissau with victories, leading the group with Zambia and Congo-Brazzaville trailing. The first matches in Group F were really contrasting. You had a 7-1 victory for Cape Verde over Sao Tome e Principe, and you had a 1-0 victory for Morocco over Libya. On this occasion, it's Libya against Cape Verde and Sao Tome against Morocco. I think the easier one to predict is that Morocco will go to the island of Sao Tome and win. Libya and Cape Verde, that one strikes me is going to be a close affair. In Group G, well, it's one of the two groups of death because you've got Egypt and Nigeria. Egypt, record 7-time African champions. Nigeria, 3 times winners of the Cup of Nations. Now, both sides could qualify because the best two runners-up also go through. But to do that, I think a runner-up is going to need 12 points, and that's a tall order. In other words, you're going to have to win possibly 2 home games and also 2 away games. And this weekend, both Egypt and Nigeria are on the road. I think Egypt have got marginally the easier tie. They're away to Chad in N'Djamena, where the heat is often as big a challenge for the visiting team as the actual local footballers. It gets up sunny to 40 degrees Celsius in Chad. And playing in the middle of the afternoon in 40 degrees is certainly not my idea of much fun. Nigeria, on the other hand, they'll probably prefer a nice cool breeze coming in from the Indian Ocean when they play in Dar es Salaam against Tanzania. And I think Egypt and Nigeria will both be very conscious of the fact that they need to try and get maximum points before they face each other twice within a week next March. Group H, we saw Ghana hammering poor little Mauritius 7-1. And Rwanda, a good away victory in Mozambique by 1-0. And the next matches there, we're going to see Mauritius against Mozambique. So that's a battle of the two match day one losers. And then we got Rwanda against Ghana, which is the top of the table one. Now, our Ghanaian listeners, certainly those in their 20s and 30s, they will have very sad memories of the last time that the Black Stars went to Rwanda. It's a good 10 years ago, Sonny. Ghana were firm favourites to win. It was a Nations Cup qualifier, but Rwanda shocked them by 1-0. And that will no doubt give the Rwandans some hope in a match you would expect the Black Stars to win, and you would also expect Mozambique to win in Mauritius. Group I has only got 3 teams, and it's the first appearance by the defending champions Ivory Coast. They're going to play Sierra Leone in Lagos, and that is correct, not a mistake on my behalf. Unfortunately, the Ebola virus is still a major problem in Sierra Leone. And in recent times, they've been particularly unfortunate in that they cannot find a neutral venue. And they've had to play their home games at the ground of their opponents. But the Nigerian Football Federation, to their great credit, have said to Sierra Leone, come and play in Lagos. We will offer you a sort of home away from home. And I salute the Nigerians for that. I think it's a wonderful gesture. Whether it's going to be enough for Sierra Leone to shock the Ivorians, I doubt it. But on the other hand, the Ivorians are going to miss some of their key players, including the Manchester City pair. Wilfred Bonny is injured. And Yaya Toure, the 4-time African Footballer of the Year, he has said that he needs a break. He needs a rest. In fact, there is a question mark about his international future with the Ivory Coast at the moment. But if I'm a betting man, I'll say a narrow victory there for the Ivory Coast. On Sunny to Group J, and here we've got Lesotho hosting Algeria, the number one ranked country in Africa. Lesotho always put up a good fight in Maseru, but you've got to fancy the Algerians to win that one. And then you've got Seychelles against Ethiopia. Ethiopia, not normally the best of travellers, but if they've got any ambitions of doing well in the Cup of Nations qualifiers, this is a match they must win. In Group K, it's Burundi against Niger and Namibia against Senegal. Namibia, the recent winners of the Southern African Championship, this is a chance to really test just how good they are up against the Senegalese, a side that looks particularly strong in attack. And Burundi and Niger, difficult one to call that in Bujumbura. Group L is a strange one, Sonny, in that in the first round of matches, both games ended in away victories, and that is unusual in the African Cup of Nations. Zimbabwe went to Malawi and won 2-1, And an even bigger shock was Swaziland going to Morocco, which is the temporary home for Guinea because of the Ebola epidemic. And the Swazis won by 2-1. And on this occasion, Swaziland are at home to Malawi and Zimbabwe at home to Guinea. And if the Swazis and the Zimbabweans can win, they will be level on 6 points, but perhaps even more significant, they will be 6 points ahead of the Guineans and the Malawians, turning this group into what essentially would be a two-horse race. So for Swaziland and Zimbabwe, an awful lot to play for. The other group of death is Group M, and this was expected to be a real clash between Cameroon and South Africa. But Mauritania and Gambia seem to have other ideas. The Mauritanians held Cameroon for 90 minutes before conceding the only goal of the game in Yaoundé. And if ever there was a moral victory in defeat, it was that for Mauritania. On the other hand, in Durban, Gambia went one better by holding South Africa to a goalless draw. This weekend, it's Gambia against Cameroon, and that's going to be a tough test for Cameroon in Banjul, and Mauritania against South Africa in Nouakchott. Now, if South Africa were to lose this game, I am going to put my head on the block, Sonny, and say they will have no chance of qualifying for 2017. And for a side with ambitions of winning the Cup of Nations and going to the World Cup in Russia in 2018, that would be nothing less than a disaster with capital D-I-S-A-S-T-E-R. And I think it's going to be tough. I think the South African coach, Sheikh Mashaba, hit the nail on the head when he said, we have got to score first. If South Africa can see the first goal, I can see them in real difficulties. And all those matches again, Sonny, just to reiterate, they will be played on Friday, Saturday or Sunday. They will be the match day 2 fixtures, and then match day 3 and 4 will come up in March of next year.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Finally, in New York City, American tennis star Serena Williams